Hello again. Welcome back to the podcast. Exciting news today here at the top of the podcast. For those of you that have been following along, for those of you that are new with us, my name is Anthony Russo. I'm here with Pastor Dr. Willie Rice. Is it Dr. Pastor or Pastor Doctor?
Usually one or the other, but usually one or the other. But we usually just go by Pastor. Pastor's fine.
Pastor Willie Rice. We're in Clearwater, Florida, here at Calvary Church. And our big announcement to start this podcast is that we're going to name this podcast the week after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Coming up, first week of December, we will be releasing a podcast where we will be announcing the name.
Now, do you have a name, or you're just like...
I have a name in the existential sense.
Okay.
That, you know, everything sort of exists.
Okay.
But in the practical sense, I don't have a name.
Putting a deadline.
I'm putting a deadline, podcast fam.
On Thanksgiving. All right.
While we're eating Thanksgiving, we will be pinning down the name.
Very good.
For this podcast.
Very exciting now.
Thank you guys for listening without a name. As many positive comments and things as we've gotten, I can't even imagine. Once we have a name, this thing's going
to go through the roof.
It's going to be tough to even get your arms around. But you guys can say, hey, I listened to that podcast before they even named it. That's how far back I go with that podcast. So, Pastor Willie, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a great season. Obviously, for people in the Calvary family, you know, the X-150 Advance has been such a focus of ours, and we had a great weekend, and we look forward to announcing the total in December because it's literally changing every day right now. There are always kind of second waves coming in, and if you haven't been a part of it, we encourage you to do so that on December 8th we can announce the biggest total we can announce. So we're very close, like we're just under a very big one, so we would love to close that gap.
Yeah, it was. I was here Sunday. It was a very sweet Sunday. It's very cool culmination of this whole thing. Very exciting to see God moving in already. I mean, so even before that Sunday, even there was so much happening. Yeah. It's an exciting time. We'll obviously post that sermon in the description of the podcast, so you can click there and some more information on X-150 Advance, just to see what's going on there, because it's all very exciting stuff. We did, that'll be the second most anticipated announcement of that week, because we'll start with the podcast name.
Absolutely.
Which everybody's waiting on. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and that's what I wanted to talk about in our, podcast today. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, which is controversial, because there's a lot of Christmas people out there that don't like hearing that. But I love Thanksgiving, because, we have a big family. Everybody gets together. It just feels I love to eat. So any holiday that's based around that is great. You know, you start eating usually with a fun breakfast. You're snacking all day.
Yep.
You get a big dinner that night. But what I want to talk about today is that Thanksgiving is going to feel different for different people in different places. Some people have a really great family situation that they're walking into. They're looking forward to this week. They're looking forward to spending time with people that they know love them and have their back. And for those people, you know, I think it's pretty straightforward. You know, we celebrate with you. Your Calvary family celebrates with you. Your church family. Thanksgiving is great. But I want to talk just for a little today about those who might be walking into a family situation that is stressful. Maybe their thought as they prepared for this holiday is anxiety, that they're like, oh, I'm gonna be criticized. I'm gonna be talked down to. I'm gonna be in a room of people that don't think the same way that I do.
Right.
I don't want to talk about, what do I do if certain topics come up?
And politics,
yeah. Politics. Oh, what do I? How do I? Because we know the Bible is littered with commandments: love your father and mother. I mean, very straightforward commandments about how we are to treat our family and how we are to be as Christians and members of a family. So just wanted to share some thoughts and some perspectives on that today.
Sure. I agree with you. Thanksgiving is, you know, it's, maybe I have a couple of favorites, but it's as favorite as any. It's hard to beat Christmas, but Thanksgiving for me has always been a great time. You know, we work hard on Christmas as pastors, and I love Christmas. Christmas Eve is spectacular. But Thanksgiving has always just been a wonderful time when I could spend with our family. And for all of our married life, Cheryl and I kind of alternated between her family, my family, and one year the other. And for the last number of years, our family, every other year, they get together now. Our kids all get together because once your kids start marrying, it changes that dynamic. They've mm-hmm. got to do that. So now this is the year that all of our kids are coming in, and we're all going to be spending time together out of town. So we're really looking forward to it. So I do get it. To me, Thanksgiving is wonderful. Food, family, and football. To me, how can you go wrong? But I, as you said, I know this, and this is true also with the Christmas holidays coming up, which is an even bigger letdown for a lot of people, because the dynamics are not always healthy. As you said, the dynamics are not healthy in every family. Sometimes they're just extremely dysfunctional and extremely painful. Other people are lonely during this time. And all the commercials, you know, I saw the, you know, Publix has started putting out their commercials that make you cry every time.
Brutal.
You know, oh, yeah, you just tear. I saw one the other day and called Cheryl and she's crying. you know, you see that those Norman Rockwell-esque paintings and images of perfect holidays. And then you feel the pain of I don't have that because I've experienced a divorce, or I don't have that because my kids are going through a difficult time, or I don't have that because I'm going to be going to Uncle So-and-so's house and he's crazy, you know, or they're going to be arguing about politics or football or something else, but doing it in a very it's no fun at all.
We all have the Uncle So-and-so.
Yeah.
Everyone's got an Uncle So-and-so in their family.
Even if he's not your actual uncle, you know, there's a
hardly ever is.
Yeah, there's a person. So I have two words, boundaries and expectations.
Hmm.
Boundaries and expectations. First is expectations. Expectations are what kill us because we have these expectations that are fed sometimes by these images and the media of the perfect family and the perfect holiday. And this is really going to hit you at Christmas. You know, it's the pie is perfect and the meal is the greatest meal you've ever had. And it beginning to snow on Christmas Eve. And, you know, you have these, which we don't have that expectation in Florida, but you get the point.
Yeah.
It's the perfect holiday.
Right.
That you're going to talk about 50 years from now. And then the reality is it's very hard to live up to that because somebody has the flu and somebody else is grumpy and somebody else is having a tough time at work. And then, you know, and then you have this disappointment that someone didn't meet your expectations. And you get disappointed with your kids. You get disappointed with your spouse. You get disappointed with your mother-in-law. Well, because you had these huge expectations.
Right.
I would just say lower your expectations. Make them realistic. In fact, if you know that Uncle So-and-so or whoever that person happens to be, it could be an Aunt So-and-so or a Cousin So-and-so, you get it, is not pleasant to be around, go in with that expectation. Have a low expectation.
Right.
Like, I just know. I heard a psychologist I brought in a friend of mine who's a psychologist to actually talk to our staff to do some pastoral care a couple weeks ago. In fact, I think you were in the meeting. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Lowry, my friend, and he talks about a guy who was living in Dallas being all stressed out.
Right.
And because the traffic is so bad, And he sat down with him and said, well, what do you like about living in Dallas? And he had all this list of all the things he likes about living in Dallas. And he said, well, you don't want to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just understand that being in terrible traffic is part of living in a city that you really like to live in.
Right.
For us, terrible traffic may be what you have to pay the price for being in paradise for the next 3 or 4 months in winter while the rest of the country is freezing. So you just, instead of thinking, I'm going to whiz home today on US 19.
Right.
Why don't you just recognize it's probably going to be a long commute, you know? Or I'm going to zip through Tampa and not have to be stalled in traffic. Just recognize you're probably going to be stalled in traffic. It's the price you pay for living here. Now, I'm flipping that to your family. If you go in and you just understand they are imperfect people, they are flawed people. Uncle so-and-so is who he is, and you're not going to change him. And you go in with lower expectations, you decrease the likelihood of great disappointment. I'm not saying be cynical, but just don't have these unrealistic expectations that this is the perfect holiday. You know what? It's a holiday. It's a holiday to be thankful. To be thankful.
Right.
Don't be thankful because it's perfect, because it's not perfect. Be thankful because you have a lot to be thankful for.
Right.
Right? Again, every family has that crazy person. And if your family doesn't have the crazy person, guess what? It's you.
You're
right?
The crazy person.
It's you. They're talking about you.
You are Uncle So-and-so.
So, number one, expectations. And the second is boundaries.
Yeah.
If you have people who are dysfunctional, if you have people who engage in passive-aggressive ways, then you do have to set boundaries. And I've had to counsel some people where, okay, you set boundaries. It may be we can't go over there, or we're going to go to that house, but we're only going to stay a certain amount of time. Or, you know, people have to do that in dysfunctional relationships all the time, where they just together agree on certain boundaries. And when those boundaries are crossed, they either remove themselves from that situation. They don't get angry. They don't fight back. They just say, hey, if it goes in this way, then I got a backup plan. We're leaving early, or I'm not going to say this. You just have boundaries in your life with people who are difficult. And so those are the two words that I that jump to mind, is boundaries and expectations.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, you know, it is a holiday to be thankful. It's one of those, I think it's one of the reasons I love it so much. Obviously, we know what we celebrate on Christmas is immeasurably important, and that's not in question. But what it's such a great day to sit down and say, what are we thankful for? Most families will do that around the table. Let's talk about what we're thankful for. And what something you just said juts out to me. If you're only thankful for stuff that's perfect, you're not going to be thankful for
much. You're not going to be a grateful person.
There's not much that is. There are moments in this life, and I hope we've all experienced them. I think most of us would say moments that are perfect, moments that feel like, boy, this is just the top. But if you only will celebrate those, you're not practicing gratefulness. You're not practicing thankfulness. And attach your family to that. Because
right.
I'll tell you this, too. I mean, that family, that Norman Rockwell painting, that's not perfect.
No.
It's not. It does give off that impression, and
it
may be healthy, and it may be a lot of nice things, but it's not perfect.
No.
And there are things inside of it. So I think even with your family, it might be just a great practice to be thankful for the people that you have in your life, the things that they've contributed that are positive to your life, while also maintaining those boundaries. I think that's a really healthy practice.
Well, the Bible tells us in all things to give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5, to in all things give thanks, to pray constantly and to give thanks. And you cannot fulfill that command if I'm only thankful for everything that goes perfect. So I think that's an excellent word. I have a grateful attitude because there's always a reason to give thanks. If you're alive, that's a reason to give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, I'm hurting right now. I'm grieving. Okay, there are a lot of people grieving during the holidays. And by the way, that's a great reminder to us. If you know someone who's alone, reach out. If you know someone that's grieving, reach out. Give them a call this week. Maybe invite them to have dinner with you. But even if you're hurting, even if you're grieving, even if you're in pain, you have reason to be thankful. And find the reasons you have to be thankful. Your family's imperfect. Well, of course it is. It can be, look, I love our gang. I mean, my three kids have married wonderful people. I love everybody, our in-laws. We just, I can't wait to get with them. My grandkids happen to be the most beautiful kids in the world, so we love that. But does that mean there's not going to be aggravations or that, we haven't gotten irritated with one another? Of course. And maybe even some have been irritated with me. I find it hard to believe, but it probably has happened. I'm probably the source of most irritation. But you can be thankful. You accept them. I think that great families are not families that are perfect. Great marriages are not marriages that are perfect. They are marriages that work through the imperfections, that accept the difficulties, and they go to work on the conflicts in a positive way. Instead of fighting one another, they work together, and they accept one another. And great families are not families where everybody's perfect and everybody's always sweet and everybody's always full of the Holy Spirit and singing praise music. Sometimes they're grumpy, sometimes they're irritable, sometimes they stub their toe, and on and on and on it goes. And sometimes it's all those stresses in life that just come out.
Yeah.
Great families, though, appreciate one another. They love one another. They're thankful for one another. Look for where you can be thankful. Be thankful. Set boundaries where there's dysfunctional and harmful behavior. Sometimes you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your expectations realistic. And if you're lonely, and there are people who fight loneliness
for
during
sure.
this time, you know, well, don't wait for someone to come to you. That's what I would say. And I know it's easy for me to say because I've been blessed with a beautiful family. But I would say if you're single, if you're a widower or a widow, and you're thinking, well, somebody going to invite me over, is I would initiate something.
Mm.
I'm not saying you should invite yourself to someone else's house, but find someone else that is alone or single, and reach out. And if someone does invite you, say yes. You know, look for those opportunities together with someone. To do something special, to express your own Thanksgiving. We all need relationships, and we all need to be grateful. So I hope you can enjoy both in the next couple of days.
Absolutely. I love that on both of those instances, you know, especially when you talk about thankfulness. If you're feeling ungrateful or not thankful, and you're just waiting for a reason to feel thankful, you're probably not going to find it. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to stay in that state of feeling slighted, in that state of feeling like you don't have enough. And I'm not saying that your feelings are unwarranted. Don't hear that. I mean, a lot of people go through a lot of tough things, and I do not mean to undersell that. But it has got to be a proactive movement in gratefulness and, I think, in the area of loneliness. If you're just sort of going to wait for a reason to not feel lonely anymore, it's going to be tough to get out of that place. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, reach out. And that goes both ways. You actually mentioned it earlier. If you know someone who has reason to feel lonely, they're new to the community. They just started at your workplace. Maybe they went through a loss this year. Both the message to them, you know, be proactive and be a part of this, and to you, it's a both side right. of the coin here. Step up. It's such a great opportunity.
Right.
A holiday like Thanksgiving, it's a big meal. You know you've got more food. You've got more food. You're going to be having turkey sandwiches for 7 days after this.
Yep.
You know you have the food. Everyone's contributing. The atmosphere is just really lends itself to that. Our family does. I'll dote on my family for a minute. They have a history of bringing people. We'll bring people. We know. It's been all over the map. It's been the gamut. We've had other families. We've had people that were celebrating alone, and it really is so sweet. I'm telling you, if you've not done that before, I can't recommend it strong enough.
It is a great thing to open your circle. We've had exchange students. We've had, singles who are connected. Oftentimes in my wife's ministry or her class, she'll know somebody, and it doesn't take away from your family celebration at all. It just adds to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You need those people as much as they need you. And so if you know of a widow or a widower who might be alone, if you know of somebody that may be struggling right now, it'd be a wonderful thing. And it'll bless your heart as well.
And it's a tone setter too. You know, my wife and I, both of our families have that as a tradition. And we now are of the age where we're contributors to Thanksgiving, not just eaters. Well, my wife is anyway. I'm mostly just eating. We now have that tone is set. We saw it all growing up. So when you are an adult, you are a leader in the family. What are you going to do? You're going to extend the table on Thanksgiving.
Right,
you're going to welcome people in. So don't underestimate the value of that. You know, your young ones are watching, the little ones that are involved. They're seeing how to really celebrate this, how to really manifest gratefulness in this time. So I think, hopefully that this something in here was encouraging to you. And above all else, from your Calvary family, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Very happy Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful, Anthony, for our Calvary family. And I'm very grateful. Cheryl would join me in saying it's one of the great joys of our life. One of the greatest joys of our life is to serve here and be a part of this church family. There are not adequate words to express my gratitude to Calvary, what it's meant to me in my life long before I was a pastor. and then for now 15 plus years to be the pastor. I'm profoundly grateful. And indeed, to everyone listening, I wish you and all of yours a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
I'm going to throw in a pro tip here at the end. My wife is Canadian, and so is her family. So I actually get two Thanksgivings.
Wow.
I get a Canadian Thanksgiving.
Feels like cheating.
And an American Thanksgiving.
No wonder you're thankful.
I have two opportunities to express my thankfulness. But my first time I did, my wife and I have been dating since I was 15. We started dating when I was 15. And the first time I celebrated Thanksgiving with her family, they did not have football on the TV. On Thanksgiving.
That's very Canadian right there. You have to, something's wrong there.
And so they had Christmas music playing through the TV. So I remember it very vividly. I was 16, 17 years old, and I went in. I was like, I need the remote because I got to put football
when
on.
When is Canadian Thanksgiving?
Now you're going to embarrass me.
Okay.
Because I don't know off the top of my head.
Married a Canadian and you do not know.
I am so sorry.
You know, we have many Canadians in our church.
I have ashamed myself. Yeah. I know when Boxing Day is and I know about Tim Hortons, but I don't know when Canadian Thanksgiving is off the top of my head.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry, DeFietz and all the other Canadian family. But anyway, end this by saying happy Thanksgiving. We hope you guys have a great week, and we'll be back with you next week.
God bless. Thanks.